Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes.
Hugh, we have all finally gotten off the notion that sparkling wine is only good on New Year's Eve. Because it's good any time of year. And if you want to just, you know, put something in a more pleasant light, break out the sparkling wine. And it doesn't have to be champagne. There are tons of really reasonably priced alternatives.
There certainly are. You've obviously got Spanish Cava, and one that is really emerging right now is Prosecco. I would love to see the numbers on the growth of Prosecco because I think it is growing really rapidly. Hey, people like bubbles, and they like the price point, and it's a pretty easy wine to like, both as an aperitif as well as with food. So there's no reason that Prosecco shouldn't be getting the popularity that it is. Prosecco is a sparkling wine that comes from the, and I'll check me on my pronunciation here, the Val d'Orbiadene region in the Veneto.
Close enough.
That was pretty good. In Italy. It's made predominantly, almost exclusively, from the Prosecco grape, which is also known as Glera, G-L-E-R-A.
Yes, yeah.
And the bubbles are almost always via the Charmat bulk process, which is one of the reasons the price point comes down, as opposed to the Maître Champenoise, where their bubbles come from a second fermentation in the bottle. It comes in two main quality levels, DOC, which is the Denominazione Originale Controllata, and then DOC Garantita, DOCG, and that's sort of going to be the upper one. And there's lots of levels of sweetness, Brut, which is the driest, extra dry, and dry, which is the sweetest. Pay attention to the label because you want to make sure that you get the sweetness level that you like, and you can miss that easily. Flavors will be of green apple, honeydew, melon, pear, and honeysuckle, just sort of generically to paint that picture.
Yeah.
Perfect for summer quaffing. Here are a couple I enjoyed. Babbo, B-A-B-B-O, Brut, non-vintage, it's the DOC designation, 100% Glera certified organic wine, pale yellow with good mousse, which is the expression for the texture of the wine on the palate, crisp apple flavors with almond notes, delicate, well-balanced, at $16.99, it's a pretty darn good value.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I liked it. Now, from a producer called Masseret, which seems like a French name, but this is Italian. This is the Prosecco Extra Dry Non-Vintage. So this is going to be a little sweeter. I find it, actually, the extra sweetness very attractive in this wine. Floral aromas with peach and honey flavors, medium carbonation levels, and very fruit forward. You know, if I had to pick a wine to use for mimosas, that would probably be the wine.
But what's the price?
Well, it's $21.99, but it would make a really nice mimosa.
That would, definitely.
Yes, very good. Now, I had two from a producer called Zardetto. One is the Prosecco Brut DOC non-vintage. Shows a bit more complexity. Notes of citrus, apricot, orange blossom blended with refined bubbles and a lingering finish. This is a blend of 85% Glera and 15% Chardonnay or Pinot Blanc. And it hits the shelf at $20.99. And finally, a small step up, the Zardetto Prosecco Superiore Extra Dry DOCG designated. This is Conegliano Val d'Orbiadene, which is the specific region where the grapes were sourced. It's a bit richer and silkier, notes of white flowers, peach, lemon peel, good sparkling mousse, very crisp lingering finish, very tasty and priced at $28.99. My wine of the week, because it's just such a good value, is the Babbo Prosecco at $16.99. Great for summer entertaining or just sitting on the deck and enjoying.
Invite us over.
Okay.
We'll do. We'll bring the pasta. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.